Pelbart Temeswari, Hungarian theologian at the end of the Middle Ages. We don't know much about Pelbart Temeswari, the theologian and religious writer from the Middle Ages. He was born sometime between 1435 and 1440 in Temeswar, or around the southern part of Hungary. Originally, his birth name was Pál, but he became Pelbart after joining the Franciscan order. The earliest documented knowledge about him was when he attended the University of Krakow in 1463 to study theology. This institution was a popular school to attend for many Hungarians at the time. He became a baccalaureate of philosophy in 1463. Then, in 1471, after spending 13 years in Poland, he returned to Hungary as the Magister of Theology. We don't know when he became a friar, a member of the strict Franciscan order, whose members live in self-imposed evangelical poverty. They had notable members such as St. John of Capistrano, the hero of the victorious battle over the Turks in Belgrade in 1456, or Pátömöri, the general of the Battle of Mohács in 1526, who started as an infantryman and became a bishop. Friar Pelbart, who acquired expertise in the Bible, church leadership, scholastic theology, and classic Greek-Latin culture, lived in the cloister of the Franciscan order in Ozora, in the southern part of the country. He later moved to the monastic quarters in Buda, which is known as the Sándor Palace today. He became stricken with plague in 1470, but he overcame the illness. His miraculous recovery encouraged him to start writing, in addition to his work as a teacher and preacher. He continued his teaching of religious dogma in the Franciscan College in Buda from 1483 until his death. His work in Buda was only interrupted for a few years while he assumed the post of prior to the Franciscan cloister in Esztergom. Customary to the times, Pelbart Temeswari wrote in Latin, but his folksy language and focus on religion radiates through his writings. His first book, Stellarium Coronae Mariae Virginis, was a series of thoughts that was based on the traditional Franciscan and Hungarian devotion to Mary, a conversation about the sun-dressed woman, and a reflection on the festivities commemorating the Virgin Mary. It was first published in printed version in 1498 in Hagenau. His second writing, the Pomerium Sermonum, was a collection of three volumes of speeches that was published in 1498, and he became well known throughout Europe after multiple editions. His book was a guide for speeches and preachings for Sunday Masses and for saints and festive commemorations for Lent. These books were not the actual sermons, but writings with rhetorical nuances to better understand the truth of the doctrine. They manifested strict didactic explanations to understand the doctrine's superiority over logic, which was supported by folksy examples and stories. The highlight of his teaching works was the gospel analysis that included the works of St. Augustinus, Petrus Lombardinus, and St. Bonaventura. He finished this piece at the end of the 1480s. His legacy was the Aureum Rosarium Theologicae, which was an encyclopedia and the theological analysis in alphabetical order. He planned to create four volumes, but his death prevented him from finishing the fourth one. Three books were published. The fourth and final volume was finished by his student Osvatloskai in 1507. The structure of the encyclopedia followed the classic tradition of theology. The first part was God and the Holy Trinity. The second talked about the creation and the world of creations. The third was about God's love, salvation, and mercy. The last volume, finished by Loskai, detailed sanctity and end-of-life's problems. Both the Pomerium and Rosarium discussed seemingly non-personal issues, but we see the reflection of the author's personality and psychological portrait. It proves that Friar Pelbart was the spokesman of the conservative interpretation of true belief, trying to preserve the purity and entirety of the Church, and who had deep suspicions about the secularism of the Renaissance. 2 decades after his death, his dramatic, almost surreal interpretation of the times foreshadowed the weakening and fracture of the Church in the times of the Reformation that changed the values and traditions of Europe and Hungary, which fell prey to the Ottomans. Despite his serious language, he's sometimes shown light on his humor as well. He recalled humorous and folksy stories and references to antique literature that were a part of his writing style. Writing about Jesus' last days, he employed the poetic trend of the medieval times, but when he gave us the story of the friar from Bata, he used folksy, light, everyday language. The story was about the panhandling friar saying, "I should sink into the earth if I am not right," and who, while proving his righteousness, stomped his foot so forcefully that he broke the corroded hoop of the barrel, making a collapse and sending the cleric to the bottom of the barrel. Per Bartemeshvari, a cleric and prophet of future optimism and remembrance, considered the most notable theologian of the medieval times, died on January 22, 1504. The religious community that preserved his memory honors him as one of the beatified friars. He's also remembered as a scholar of Hungarian literature, religious writing, and as a builder of national identity and pride.